We then began to look at the subconscious contribution. This was the piece of machinery that was making these people behave in such a determined and peculiar way. And we talked to various people there, including professors of physiology and psychology and people like this. We even went down to the Hendon Police Driving School to see what they had to say about human movement, learned a great deal from them. And we came back and felt that what was happening here was something that went right back into human evolution. What was the mechanism which every human being has for moving around? And it seemed to us that man had been a hunter for so many years that this was playing a part. If you take, for instance, the eye-brain mechanism, if you take the eye mechanism, most of the field of vision is not very clear, but it's very, very sensitive to movement. There is only a very narrow cone of vision in front of you where you can actually see clearly. Now, that piece of mechanism is designed to pick up movement over a very wide area. And once it detects movement, then the head turns and the cone of clear vision focuses on the movement and identifies it. And that's the sort of piece of, sort of machinery which a hunting creature needs, because food is life, and movement was food, and so anything that moved had to be identified to see whether it was food or whether it was a danger. And if it was food, then you chased it. And once you'd identified your target, so to speak, then you kept your head turned towards it, so that you've got this cone of clear vision, keeping your quarry in view. And you set out after your food. And then you began to meet all sorts of obstacles on the way, and you learnt very quickly what was an obstacle and what wasn't. A stream wasn't an obstacle because you jumped over it. A bush wasn't an obstacle because you pushed your way through it. And it was these sort of characteristics we were seeing on people moving around still, you see.